eyes that powered
Hello.
Up.
Hello. Hello. I got chilly.
I hear nothing.
Your bar's going up. Oh, I got to turn your volume up.
Oh, there you go.
I don't think I'm on. There we go.
Yeah. I usually have those down. Saves the amps.
Yeah. It's still a little loud in my ears.
Is it?
Mine too.
Just slightly. Just turn it down a little bit.
How's that?
That's better.
Better. That? Still a little loud. Maybe a little more. There we go. That's good.
That's good. That's good.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That's great.
That's great. It's good for you.
Yeah.
That's good.
Is it good for you?
Is it good for you?
Is it good for you guys? Are we live?
No, we're recording though, so that'll be great content. Yeah. I can just throw in there at like the end of episodes. There we go.
All right, we're going. Okay.
We're live.
Are we live?
We're live. I think we're live.
How many followers do we got? 1,000?
No. Oh. We got no one watching yet.
Oh.
Because we just went live.
Oh.
I'm going to tweet, though, that we're live.
Yeah. How many Twitter followers do we have?
53.
Wow.
We're on well on our way to...
Yeah. That's just up there.
Catching up to Elon.
Yeah. That's not bad. I think he's... No, I just got a notification.
Did you? You follow it on the Twitter?
Oh, I got it on Twitch.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah. You follow on Twitch. Okay.
I thought I was following on Twitter, but I don't have my Twitter notifications on.
Oh, we have a chat. I can't read it. It's too far away from me. So Scott's going to have to read that.
Where is it?
Hello all
from Aviation something. Aviation.
But.
Mike. Aviation Mike.
Mechanic. Let me blow that up a little bit.
North Carolina is my guess.
Yeah, you're going to need to make that bigger so we can read it.
I'm working on it.
Like,
and
I got 20.
Somebody other than me is going to have to be able to read it because I can't really read that well to begin with. So
no, you're good. Everything's fine.
Aviation Mike, stand by 1 second.
Is that better?
That's better. That's better. Probably a little bit.
A little bigger.
Still a little bigger. Because once they start saying more things.
Right. Yeah, that's better.
That's better.
Is that good?
Yeah.
We can deal with that. All right.
Yeah. Aviation Mike, I think North Carolina. How's it going?
Yeah, NC.
Yep, your old stomping ground, Charlotte. Yep, that's right. Longtime listener, how do you know that?
You've probably said it.
Probably a billion times.
Forgot you said it.
No, I mean, not at all, but.
Yep. We got 6 viewers, only Aviation Mike's in the chat, though. We're gonna kick this off with, what am I doing, a blind taste test.
Yes, we're doing a blind taste test of some rums. I accuse Rob of being a rum snob, so we have blind tasted 2 somewhat upper shelf rums. No, we haven't added that one. We only have 2 cups.
Oh.
So that was kind of the
flaw. We don't have a third cup here?
I didn't bring one down with me at the time that this was presented.
Resources are.
So, I mean, you have your red one there. Your red's
limited. Oh, this is full, though.
Well,
it has ice in it. I'm going to have to get some ice. I'm going to go grab it now.
That's fine. Yeah,
grab a third cup and some ice.
Stand by, Mike. You're going to be probably the only witness or participating witness in this.
Well, you guys keep it going. No dead air.
We're going to try.
Well, everybody just signed off now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, it's over.
Yeah.
Aviation Mike, what's Hey, Eric, how's it going? Thank you. Rob's going to get some ice and another cup. We're going to do a blind rum taste testing with Rob. See,
you think he's going to pass?
I think he will.
Probably. He drinks rum enough. I won't know the difference, but
we'll see. Well, I'm hoping that I don't mix up which one's which. I don't think I will. They're totally different colors.
Yeah, the code is like more orange.
Yeah, so we'll see what he says.
Yeah.
You guys are in early, so what do you guys want to talk about?
Probably airplane stuff, I guess.
We can talk about things other than airplanes, too, is fine.
Yeah.
I think we had a pretty wide range of things.
Rob's not here. Let's get into politics.
Let's not. I don't want to be pissed. Or I don't want him to be pissed.
First time chat.
Why does it? How does it say that? How does it know?
It knows.
Scott does not look how
I expected.
Us either, man. Us either.
No, me too. Every time I see myself, I'm like, ew, who's that?
There's that or who's that guy?
Yeah.
Who's that guy?
No, it's more like, damn, that's a good looking dude. I'm not gay or anything, but if I was, like, myself would be all right.
Oh, God. God help us. Enjoying Doc Porter's whiskey. I haven't had that one. I had some Bullet a little bit ago. We're drinking Coors right now.
Right? Yep. That's what I say every time I look in the mirror. It's like, God damn. And Nicole's like, what? And I'm like, oh, I just, never mind. Just
never mind.
Saw myself in the mirror.
Cleared the steam off that mirror, yeah, and I was surprised what I saw. Me too. I'm about 4'11" though, so you're right there.
Yeah. You almost got the height right.
Almost got the height right.
All right, you'll have to mix. You have to set it up for me, Lee.
All right, okay.
I got to be blind. Close my eyes for this.
You gonna remember which one's which, or you need a paint marker?
Might need the paint marker. No, we're good. Should I shake this first before I pour it? It's like a thing
probably
of orange juice.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be able to identify them, I feel like, so I don't think we need any markings.
Scott and I were talking about that when you left.
Yeah. We figured you probably would, but I don't think I could do it. But maybe. I don't know.
So I want eyes closed though. I want eyes closed, not just like they're unmarked.
Not allowed to use the visual.
Nope.
Negative.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's a dead giveaway.
I'm mixing
the
them
code
up.
Is like an orange color.
Is it?
It's more orange.
It's in case he peeks.
He knows what color it is. Is it?
Well, I suppose that's true, but in comparison.
Yeah. He goes, is it?
All right. Eyes closed.
I want to verify it's the cup you're handing me and not something weird.
Your oldest.
That is Code Rum Spiced. Now it's an easy one.
Don't tell him till the end if he's got it right.
That was an easy one. Oh, that's Captain Morgan straight.
Well, here we go.
That's the Eldorado 12-year.
Is it my turn? Do I get to try, too?
Yeah, you can try. Yeah.
See if you can identify.
I'm going to mix them up again, though.
Yeah.
All right.
I guarantee I can't. Well, I don't guarantee that I can't. I'm not sure.
How's the chat going? We got some viewers now?
Yeah.
I did warn you guys. This is a drinking show that talks aviation.
There's
it's
one.
The headline in the...
You got it. Got it.
In all of our banners now. Oh...
You want to taste others?
Yeah, I want to taste others. I'm going to come back to that one.
I got it.
What did it make you think of, though, Scott? Describe the flavors.
I want to say Captain, but I'm not going to say it yet.
All right. Okay.
These will be tough for him because he's probably had it.
Is that one good?
That was good.
Which one do you think that is?
Well, I'll tell you at the end. Okay.
All right, here's
it went Code Eldorado Captain.
Code Eldorado Captain?
Is that right?
In terms of that.
First to last. Code Eldorado Captain.
No.
No? What was it?
Should have been the opposite of that. Captain.
Captain was first. The Captain Morgan is rough straight.
You want to try it again?
Okay.
Just take a smaller sip.
Well, I initially thought it was Captain, but then I thought this one tasted like Captain.
Aviation Mike, in honor of this taste test, I have moved my whiskey from a tumbler into a Dixie. It's good stuff, Mike.
This has got to be the Eldorado, right? Or is this?
No,
that's Code.
Exactly.
The code.
Like the code.
The code's got the lot of the spice in it.
But I've never tried. I've never.
Yeah. Seen them, so it's very. Sure. It's the. It has a lot of the spice in it.
Yeah, it's got. My aunt identified it. There's something else they put in there that most rum companies don't.
See, taste that instantly.
Yep.
I didn't think I would like the Code, but I think that's because when I had Code with you that time, or We mix it with Mountain Dew, and I don't like Mountain Dew.
That was Mango Code. They got different flavors. This is the Spice Code.
Okay. Yeah. Spice Code is good.
Mango Code and Mountain Dew is pretty good. That's a combo if you like that kind of stuff. Very sugary. You don't want to drink more than one.
Yeah. No, I don't like anything with sugar. Yeah. Sugar.
I couldn't have guessed those if I blind taste test, but like knowing what they were tasting, like I can tell the harshness of that Captain Morgan. Yeah. And that code is nice.
Oh, yeah. See,
I almost said Captain. Well, I did say, I think the first one's Captain. And then I thought the last one I thought might have been Captain. Just the
spices.
The smell of it, it triggered something. But maybe that's because I used to drink rum at the bar. I wasn't always drinking Captain. It just gave me, I don't know, but whatever. I'm not making excuses. I don't know my rum, but.
Andy's got the wine at hand. Good job.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Good evening.
Barb's in the chat there.
What's going on, Barb?
Hey, Barb. Long time no hear, see, all that.
Andy boy ATX.
Hey guys. All right. What are we got the aviation. We're going to do a little chat in here for a second. If anybody's got like a pertinent aviation question, we can talk about in like 15 minutes here before we actually start the actual episode. We're open to that.
Start? What are we?
I figured we'd kick it off at like 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
The like actual usual. Episode, 7:30 to 8:30.
Another first time chat.
First time chat.
Blitzkrieg. Welcome. 1603.
Blitzkrieg. Fireball is my friend. I can't do Fireball.
What happened in 1603?
Nothing. It's not 1619, so it's not memorable.
I don't know.
1619, yeah. It wasn't January 6th either.
So.
Those are the only dates you need.
Why are some holds timed? Why are some in distance? Just started my instrument rating. Andy.
It depends on what the navigation. So distance is going to be on an RNAV type fix, lat longs, and then a timed approach or a timed hold is going to be off a ground-based nav aid. It's that simple. All kind of somewhat predicated on a ground speed, so nautical miles per minute, and it'll work out. I mean, 4 nautical miles is kind of your standard RNAV hold, and then 1 minute is kind of your standard ground-based navigation hold. Doesn't quite equal the same, but once you factor in like protected airspace of the 1 minute, I don't know, it kind of makes sense. Yeah, 4 nautical miles is kind of your standard, and then you'll see that on anything like with new glass, it's telling you all your distance to fixes and stuff, so it's all one and the same, I think.
I just want something that like when they give you a hold or something, you can just press
that hold button. Here.
Yes.
Auto hold.
Yeah, auto hold. Yeah.
We have present position hold, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, I want one that like the computer has all of the approaches and everything downloaded in it. And then like you can just press do that approach or that hold.
No. So this is what you do. No. You just get one of the new auto land features and just always press the button.
Actually, what I really want is for my whatever system in the plane to just listen directly to air traffic control.
So then you don't have to.
I don't have to do anything. It's basically what I'm going for.
You'd rather not even be in the cockpit.
Right. If I could be in the back, that would be good.
In the more comfortable chair.
Yeah.
Next to the...
But I'm cheap, so I don't want to pay a pilot. Yeah. So I want the plane to do it itself.
Yes.
They're working on it, man.
Yeah. If we could get there, then I think I would really show a lot more interest in aviation.
Yeah.
If I didn't have to fly.
Yes.
I'm sure that's true of many people.
All right. It's good.
They do already have, so we have what's called CPDLC, and I don't know what all those letters are stand for, but so if directly from ATC, and it may be an ADS-B function as well. This is like alphabet soup, I guess. But they can send directly to your FMS like instructions. So like you don't even have to talk to ATC. It tells you textually like what the next altitude change, route change is. And
that's
then
cool.
Sometimes...
That's way better than talking to ATC.
Yeah, I imagine.
Yes, if ATC could just text me, I wouldn't even mind it.
Right. It's getting there, man.
And then
seriously.
Instead of like repeating it back to him, I could just give him a thumbs up.
A thumbs up emoji?
Thumbs up emoji.
That's good.
That's right there, right on the flight display.
The future of ATC.
Or like hold it down and add a couple exclamation points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you're excited.
Yeah.
It's coming. It's coming.
Okay, what's maybe a little smiley face with a wink.
Maybe we should invent that. What should this be called? Like
ATC.
Instead of WhatsApp, be like an own app just for ATC and pilots.
I don't know.
We'll think of it.
Chat ATC.
Whatever, man. Trademark it now.
ATC roulette.
Chat roulette ATC.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I need a beer.
Oh boy. Okay. I thought the IFR question about the hold was for you, Scott. Lee jumped on it. Yeah. Do you like it? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was for me. Sorry. I probably could have given a better answer.
I know you were ready for that one.
Yeah. As long as it gets answered, you know, it's good. I thought that had Scott Boras written all over it. Okay. I should have asked it on pilot ground.
What should you have asked?
Okay.
Was that the hold question?
I don't know. I'm trying to scroll up to see. Oh, that's okay. It. Yeah, yeah. That was the same.
Yeah. Just want to make sure. Yep.
Okay.
But I love how he's very concise and quick on his response. I like that. That's like real time.
We got the real time chat going on here.
If you think about it, though, going back to that subject, if planes that have like the capability to have the ATC text displayed on a screen,
mm-hmm.
it would make way more sense instead of like repeating it back to them verbally if you could just like literally a thumbs up emoji or something, like something to confirm that you've seen it and then they know that you've seen the same thing as them. That way you're not clogging up the radio frequencies. They know you saw it. You know you saw it. It's right there if you need to read it again. You don't have to ask anybody to repeat anything. Like that's, to me, that would be way more efficient.
You're just trying to justify you responding while flying with Dawn saying, okay.
Yeah. Well, and that was, in my opinion, that's a better way. Because, okay, I knew that she knew what they said, so I didn't need to repeat it back to them. But in this case, the screen would be telling me what they said. So I don't need to repeat it back to them because I can see it again. So same concept. So I just said, okay. If you had it printed out on the screen, step by step, what they want you to do, whatever they were telling you is showing up on the screen. You just hit something to confirm that you've seen it.
That's what you do.
And are going to do it.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
That's how it works now?
Yeah, you press like accept, depending on what your provider is.
So you have that system?
No, we don't have that.
No. You guys suck.
It's pretty archaic. So
you still have to like repeat back to them?
Oh, yeah. Old fashioned way. I got to talk with my mouth.
Yeah.
Can't just text emojis. See,
they need to do away with that.
Yeah, I know.
Every plane needs a screen in it.
So, yeah, we have the screen. It's not set up to do all that stuff. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's just an accept or an enter to the incoming. The same as a Roger or whatever.
Should be a thumbs up emoji.
Should be. Maybe that's next year.
Sometimes when I go through my texts, like, and it shows your last response, like, the last 10 will just be a thumbs up emoji.
Yeah, that's good. Eric says, first call when your IFR contacting departure. What do you typically say? Scott.
Your first call when you contact for IFR contact departure? I have no idea. I don't fly IFR.
I was joking.
Oh, that's okay. I'm leaving the area.
See ya.
See you later. Losers.
2-3 Sierra. I'm out.
Yeah.
For me, like, so I kind of harp on this with like guys I'm training. So obviously the name of the facility, all the same stuff when you're coming into, you're checking on initially, all the same, like what is it? Who, what, when, where, why, and how, and all that crazy shit you say. So in this case, I'm going to say your call sign, of course. I'm going to say my altitude leaving, the altitude I'm climbing to, and then like what my route is. So like out of Cleveland, oftentimes we have what's called, we have an RNAV departure out of there. That's like a climb via. So not an OPD, but it's a, gotta be honest with you, it escapes me what that type of RNAV departure is called right now. But I'd be like Cleveland departure, you know, Cessna 6423 Sierra 1.5, meaning 1,500, climbing 14,000, CAVS 4. So I've told them what altitude I'm at, what altitude I'm climbing to, and then what my lateral routing is. On the departure. So in this case, it's the CAVS 4. So all the same stuff when you're doing a cold call, Maybe there needs to be a little bit more because you're pausing and things like that. You're going to have more of an exchange. But in this case, they're expecting you when you're contacting departure. So I think that, does that seem like it summed it up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Somewhat.
Let us know if you need more.
Yeah, that's good stuff. We're doing a whole IFR series this year.
I'm not sure what Barb's talking about being a major communication issue.
About Scott being a major. I don't think she's, you are the major communications issue.
I don't think so.
No? All right.
Yeah, Eric, I like to, you know, that's one thing is I want a well thought out, very scripted. It's always some basically the same elements and they're just different time by time. You know, you're going to a different approach facility, you're at a different altitude, you're flying a different departure or arrival. So those things change and the airplane you're flying may be different. But for the most part, the things that you're the columns, if you will, are the same. The boxes you're checking are still the same. So that's something I harp on because I want to minimize the amount of back and forth. And I also want the person I'm flying with to sound like a professional. That's kind of important, I think, to us as professionals. So, you know, so like when I'm coming in for an arrival, you know, Cleveland approach, Cessna 6423 Sierra, you know, 14,000 descending 7,000, tribe four landing south, information Zulu. Well,
6423 Sierra will definitely never be up at those altitudes.
I know, but I'm trying very hard not to say a call sign at my company.
Oh, okay.
And that's just what's coming to my mind.
That's good stuff.
So same things, just, you know, basically pertinent for what you're doing and the climb out. You're talking about departure. So the climb out versus the arrival. Try and get it all out there. You know, a lot of times I'll tell them, Cleveland won't do it, but some places will do it. If I'm descending in, I'll even tell them planning ILS 24 right. And then all I get out of them is, you know, Cessna 6423 Sierra, Roger. And that's it. That's what I want. I've told them I have the information. I know what's going on. I'm telling them the arrival that I'm expect or the approach I'm expecting, what I'm already doing, what my last clearance was. So I've given them everything. When they come back, it's just Roger. Cleveland won't do that. They have to tell me what approach to expect and whatever. So I don't do it there anymore, but other places I will. Give them as much as I can to sound like a professional, basically.
How long does that take usually? Like from, because you remember being not like a VFR pilot and then you got a job,
mm-hmm.
like flying IFR.
Mm-hmm.
How many flight hours do you think took that transition before you're actually like completely comfortable and focused on the nuances of communication versus like just survival communication?
That's a great question. I mean, I would say probably 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. So 3 or 4 years, you just want to survive. And then after that, you want to improve it?
I would say not just survive, but I think what I think is your focus shifts in what group of skills you want to
bolster. You want them to know they're talking to a pro when you fly in.
But that took me 3 or 4, and I'm not saying that it was at the third year that I wanted to start. You want them to know
you're not some loser who flies on the weekends that, you know.
Yeah.
So you gotta perfect what you say.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you hear enough like guys that sound like checking out, oh, I'm checking on 410. It's like, no, it's 410. It's not an O, it's a zero. Like, when I hear those things, I'm like, you sound like, yes, you think you sound cool, you sound stupid. I mean, in my opinion, that's just my opinion. I know it's a zero. It's not an O. So why are you saying O? Because he heard somebody and it sounded cool to him and it just propagates on down the line. So you hear people do things and they shorten things and they shorten the end number. You know, they'll just say, like in your case, like let's say you were 642 Sierra Foxtrot. Instead of saying 2 Sierra Foxtrot, they say just Sierra Foxtrot. And it's like you're in a Gulfstream at 45,000 feet and you just want to shorten it to Sierra Foxtrot. Yeah, it's probably fine. You're probably the only Gulfstream at that altitude in this sector with Sierra Foxtrot at all. You're probably fine. But it's just like the point.
Well, if they shorten it, you can shorten it.
If That's yeah, they'll never, they're always going to be the last three.
Yeah.
It's okay. Never going to be, it's never call sign two. Or okay. Last two. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
2 Sierra Fox. You can't say 2, the extra 2.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You could not give out my tail number because I don't like when people show up at the airport to like, you know, stalkers and fans and stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah, it must be tough on you. They use the
flight tracker, and you know, if I fly in somewhere, it's like
they swarm you.
Oh, yeah, all the flying you do.
You got Lee giving all your tail down the left and right.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Like, it's bad enough as it is. It's like now I got to file to get the tail number changed again.
I'm sorry, man.
Jeez.
Sorry, dude.
You can always use my tail number. I don't have the plane anymore.
Well, you got that marker. Just change the end number, man.
That's true.
Just scribble it out. It matches.
So when you're communicating, Lee, you're trying to convey that you're not like a 150 pilot flying out of a grass strip.
Nothing against 150 pilots.
You want to...
But
what if a 30-year airline veteran jumps in a 150? Do they sound like a 150 pilot or do they sound like a 30-year airline veteran?
30-year airline veteran. And I'm sure they probably say things wrong. I say things wrong all the time. All the time.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to be concise, get all the information across, minimal exchange, and make it clear whatever, so everybody's on the same page. I try. I fall short.
I'm pretty sure they get confused when I'm coming in because they assume it's like, is that an Air Force One pilot? Or is it, you know, because just...
Sounds presidential.
How skilled I am.
Yeah. You know? I could see that. Barb had a good question, Scott.
Oh, yeah, that's the question. Here.
Yeah, we got to go
before we start the actual episode here. Can you read? It's too far for me.
Oh, okay. When flying IFR to a non-towered airport, the controlling agency... See, your little thing's in the way there. Okay. The controlling agency stays with you until when? Until you see the runway, touchdown, do they function as ground? Well, let's not ask IFR questions because nobody even knows how to answer those other than Lee. And then he's just going to talk for like 5 minutes.
I'm trying not to. I am trying to be concise. No,
this is good. This is, you're heavily, the IFR is heavily on you though. Cause
Rob used to know it. I never knew it.
You never knew it.
No.
You do it every day.
Yeah.
Non-towered, which I hate non-towered flying IFR. If it were a Cherokee 172.
I hate non-towered.
Oh, yeah. Peasants.
I hate those little airports.
It's only 5,000 feet long. Why are they sending me here?
Stupid.
We need to take away their 100 low-led. Yeah,
that's right. They're so stupid and dirty. If we just stopped selling 100 low-led there, we wouldn't have to deal with those people.
Yeah. Anyway.
Give me Joe Biden so we can get low-led.
What's 100 low lead? Ew. Your plane runs on that?
It runs on lead? Straight lead?
Lead?
Lots of lead. Like, does LL stand for lots of lead?
Lots of lead poisoning my kids?
All right, so going to a non-towered airport, they're going to stay with you to basically probably 5 miles outside your final approach fix. I'm sure each facility or traffic, I don't know this for a fact, each air traffic facility probably has some jurisdiction, letters of agreement, things like that with the center and all these things. The airspace is just, it's so layered and there's boundaries and they're probably all weird. But I would say probably plan to be with the overseeing air traffic control facility probably till 5 miles outside the final approach fix, in which they'll say, contact, advisories, or frequency change approved, cancel with me in the air or on the ground, this frequency change to advisory frequency approved is kind of the thing. And we've already kind of talked to normally us in a multi-crew environment. We've kind of already talked, go and cancel with them whenever, or we're going to stay with them till minimums or whatever the case may be, or we'll just call them on the ground. Those are kind of the three, not minimums, we'll call them on the ground. So it's really, really one of two real big possibilities. Sometimes easier, even if you get VMC, visual meteorological conditions, but it's really busy and you're talking to a lot of traffic. Sometimes it's a lot easier to just get on the ground. You know, you got air training happening in the pattern and you're just trying to literally, I've said this before, like we go into Marco Island, Florida fairly often. And you're coming in, you're not going that fast. So I'm not trying to talk about the speed, but like I'm just picturing the scene in Star Wars. You know, you're bringing the Millennium Falcon out of hyperspace and all of a sudden you're in the middle of a freaking asteroid field. That's what it feels like because you're talking to ATC and they're like, okay, change to advisory frequency approved. And it's like now we've been, one of us has been monitoring the CTAF, the Common Traffic Advisory Frequency, we have a decent idea what's going on. But sometimes if it's a busy frequency, you can't really tell, are they at this airport we're going to or another airport nearby, and just people are talking all over each other. We've all heard these squeals and squelches and all these things that happen when people talk over each other in an airport when they're close together. That's what we get too, except we're doing 200, 250 knots. And we're coming in and we're trying to figure this out. So that's kind of one of the first things we do, is try and slow it down and try and figure out where we are in order and what we need to do. Do we need to do S-turns? Do we need to do 360s? Multiple 360s? What do we need to do? So those are all the things. That is one of the worst case scenarios, coming into a busy, untowered, or uncontrolled field. But yeah, plan to be with them till about 5 miles to the final approach fix. And then cancel with them basically as soon as you can. But sometimes we stay with them till the ground if it's super busy, just because that protects the airspace, basically. If it's IMC, though. So that man, there's a lot going on there. I did not mean to go on that long on that thing, but
I tried to warn them.
You did. You did a good job. You did a good job. There's just more. Well, when you dig into it, it's like, wow, there's more going on. Is IMC? Is it VMC? I'm with the, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Sorry, Barb. I don't know. I think you got enough out of that, probably.
Yeah, it's good. Any more questions? Post them on Pilot Ground.
Man, there's so much. Are we pretty current?
Yeah. Jeez. The 150 Warrior wants to change his username now as a first time chatter. So I don't know.
This 150 Warrior guy, he sounds like me.
Yeah.
Hold on.
What do you say?
I will own the title of weekend guy with just enough radio skills to survive setting that big iron 150 on a Class G airstrip, grass strip.
Nice.
That's me.
It's good stuff.
Is that not you? You got your phone. He's got his phone right there, so it's not him.
It might be.
That sounds just like him. Right. Yeah, it does. The 150 Warrior. Nah, that's cool.
Scott made a bot for the chat.
That's yeah,
the
right.
The 150, exactly, right? Yeah. It's at home. It's that 88 Delta, like, right. It's participating.
Yeah, chat bot, yeah.
Just say this. If you hear 150, say this. Right. If you hear this.
All right. Milk jugs. All right, let's get...
Will the and ignorant also, flight instructor take Scott up soon? Who's the ignorant flight instructor?
Oh.
Barb? Who said, that's Danny. Danny? Man.
Take Scott up soon.
I don't know. You talking to me?
It's probably me. I don't know. I'm a flight instructor.
Ignorant. That's me.
I gotta re-up my CFI here.
And you're working on that now, right?
Yes.
Yes, Lee.
Oh, man.
No. Dude.
He never flies with me.
Man, he won't. Jeez.
Well, no. Here's the thing. So I just said this the other day. I need to get proficient in the 150 so that when he and I, by myself, so when he and I go fly, he can't talk shit back to me. Because right now he can school me in the 150, even though he hasn't
flown. Stick and rudder, maybe, but not... like actual anything else, like aside from like maybe like making the touchdown nice and smooth, I'm pretty sure you could school me on everything else.
And I want to fix that problem too.
Okay. Though. Well, outside of like me taking a passenger and like asking the passenger how smooth the touchdown was versus you taking the passenger and asking them how smooth the touchdown was, I think I could beat you there, but anything else, no.
And I want to fix that, though, too.
Okay, well.
So then you have nothing to say. So we can just talk about stabilized approach all day long.
Stabilized approach. Ugh.
Stabilized. That's right.
All my approaches all are stable.
If unstable is stable, then yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Let's start next.
If there's so here. I would just say, if there's questions that didn't get answered, because I think that there were, post episode chat or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So stick around.
We'll do a 1 hour episode that's an actual episode, and then we'll hang out for a little bit afterwards, is kind of the plan. I don't think we're getting two episodes done tonight.
No, we're not.
Nope. Not looking like it.
I already called that.
Good to know.
Yep. That's been canceled.
Okay. How do I do this?